So now we're going to continue on Daf Tes. Chayli de Rabbi Yirmiyah min Hadar. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said that if you had oil placed in a flask, it is Tevel if Shabbos comes along. And if it's on a cracker, then it is not. So the question is why? So Chayli de Rabbi Yirmiyah min Hadar. He derives his position from this Mishnah. Another thing he said, a person, muktzah is you set aside some grapes, for example, or olives to dry out. Figs, I mean. Figs or grapes, not olives. They put figs or grapes in an area to dry in the sun. And during the drying process, it gets ruined and it becomes muktzah. It's until it's completed the drying process. Now, let's suppose I want to take some of the stuff and I decide, you know, this is dried out enough, even though it's not perfect, but I want to eat from it. So I can set aside a certain area and say, okay, these I want to go ahead and eat this coming Shabbos. Now, it says over here, it's on Shvius. Why? Because since Shabbos is Kaveh Lameiser, so even if I go ahead and I designate that I'm going to eat it on Shabbos, it's not going to help because if Shabbos is going to come, I won't be able to eat it because it's Kaveh. So therefore, we say we're talking about Shvius. On the Shemitah year, you're not going to have a Shemitah in Trumas and Maisers anyway because everything's Hefker. So a person can stand on the side of the Muktzah, on the side of the stuff that's lying out to dry, and it's at Erev Shabbos on Shvius, and he says, "I'm going to eat from this tomorrow." So we're going to daik like this. That's only then during Shvius year because you're part of a miser. But if it would be the other years, you wouldn't be able to do this. Why is that? Presumably, this is because it's a fear of miser. And Shabbos is Kaveh Lameisros. So, since in this case, it is possible to return any surplus fruit to its original area for further drying, we see even though you can return the surplus, it still becomes Tevel when the Shabbos arrives. Right? So he's trying to prove Rabbi Yossi's Svara is not correct. Rabbi Yossi said that his Svara was the reason why if it was in a bottle by itself, is because you can always return it to its original makom to put it back in the press. But he says over here you have that option. You can go ahead and take the grapes and replace them and put them back in with the rest of the muktzah. But nonetheless, it says, what does it say? It says that it would be kaveyet for meiser, right? You see, even when you can return the surplus, it still becomes tevel when the Shabbos arrives. That's footnote 10. This case is similar to the case of the oil in the flask. Here too, the figs and the dates designated before the Shabbos were taken from among figs and dates whose processing was incomplete. The Mishnah teaches you that the Shabbos can create kvias, even though the leftover fruits may be returned to those still drying, whose processing is not complete. Similarly, Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that Shabbos establishes tefillos on the processed oil in a flask, even though its surplus may be returned to the oil that is not yet processed. Right. So that's his right against Rabbi Yossi. My other Rabbi Yossi, what is he going to do with it? So he says, Lachzi olum kami iyat yochol. Shu oisem mokzeh. What you're not able to return it to its place because it'll make it muktzah. This is referring to a general din that you aim about and claim a chodesh on Shabbos. You can't take something which was usable and then make it unusable on Shabbos, such as the classic example here is putting a keli underneath a dripping wick of a lamp and it catches the oil to save the furniture, let's say, for example, or to catch the wax from dripping candles so it doesn't ruin the furniture. When you take a keli and put underneath the the candle to catch that, you're basically creating a problem, because after the oil drips on the keli becomes mutzah. And by so doing, you're mevatel l'kli meichono, you cause it not to be usable, and therefore it's considered a shtickle of binyan, I think. I mean, Rabbanan, it looks like binyan because you're attaching the keli to the surface where it is no longer going to be movable. This is the pshat, I think, Rashi says over there. But anyway, I'll call upon him. There's an iser to mevatel a keli from its use on Shabbos. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Yossi is learning over here, that l'chasiyolim kami yet yochol, you can't return it. Shu isa muktza, you make it become muktza l'ficha nipo. In other words, you can't return it to the place where it was drying out, because then you're taking the fruit that you had said is edible, and now you're going ahead and you're saying it's no longer going to be edible, I'm going to make it muktzah, and that you can't make something muktzah. Okay. Masnisa pliga ara b'yaisi, this b'yaisa contradicts b'yaisi. In arai l'shabbos, there's no casual eating on Shabbos. Shabbos is kaveh l'maiser. There's no exceptions in this b'yaisa. So you see, it even applies when there's no mixed issue and it could be returned to its original place. Nonetheless, it says that Shabbos is kaveya. It's a steer to Rabbi Yaisi's position. So the Gemara says on the Testament base, Pasalei, only when there is a muktza issue, the surplus produce cannot be returned to the place where the oil is not yet processed. It's regarding this case that the Raisa says that Shabbos renders the untithed produce tevel. But if you could have returned it to a place, then it would not be kaveya. I'll die to Rabbi Yirmiya. Leishanya, there's no difference. Davar sheish boi muktzah, davar shein loy muktzah, it doesn't make a difference whether it's something you could return or not return. That's not the main idea. Okay? Shabbos is kaveh in any event. Okay. Now, the Gemara talks about when it's sold. So he adds the following question. If there's a full flask of oil and it's taken from between the boards of the olive press where it was still unprocessed, and the flask was then placed between one board and another for storage, nitpula, is it become tevel because it's in a flask? You're putting it among the boards, so maybe therefore won't be processed. Mara does not answer the question. I'd hate on to what extent is it prohibited to place a pot in oil in the pot and eat it? How hot must the pot be to render the oil tevel through cooking? This next Gemara is going to be very interesting, B'negei Halacha Shabbos, because the Gemara is the Gemara, the way it's going to, the thing to keep an eye out for here is, does the Gemara treat Kli Rishon differently than Kli Sheni? If the Kli Sheni is boiling hot, this is like always been the question with your yeshiva. You start learning Hilchos Shabbos, so you learn these klolim, even when you learn the Gemara, it makes a chilek between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. In Kli Sheni, the food could be just as boiling hot, and yet we say that it's not mavashal. Whereas in Kli Rishon, it is mavashal. So here we're going to see the Yerushalmi, how it treats it. There's a Tosis in Shabbos that learns that the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is the walls of the keli. If the Kli Sheni cool it down and it's no longer mavashal, and we're going to see the Yerushalmi doesn't seem to quote this at all. Doesn't take that into account. Let's look at the Yerushalmi inside here. To what extent is it prohibited to place oil in the pot and eat it? How hot must the pot be to render the oil tevel through cooking? Again, cooking is one of the ways in which you create kvias. Shabbos is kaveya, mechira is kaveya, cooking is also kaveya. Rav Yudah bar Pasi, Rav Simon b'Shem Rav Yosi bar Chanino, Akdashin Osin Yodel Toicha v'Yinifas. This is a classic Yatsa lettuce ball. You put your hand in it and you become scalded. So that will create tevel. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as the keli is not on the fire and it does not contain vinegar or brine, you can go ahead and put it in there. It's not going to be kaveya. Hakom moedim b'kli sheni shuhu mutter. All agree if it's in a secondary vessel, it's permitted. The Gemara says ma ben kli rishon and ma ben kli sheni. One second. It's a big note 5 over here. The rabbis and Rabbi Yehuda agree that it's permitted to place untithed produce in a secondary vessel and eat it casually. You can have achilas arai in a kli sheni. Why? For the heat of this kli sheni is not possible to be mavashal the food. Now, our chachamim describe their shita very clearly in the Mishnah. They say kli sheni is mutter. What about Rabbi Yehuda? You might have understood Rabbi Yehuda is actually referring to the case of a kli sheni. And he's even being more machmer than the chachamim. All agree that oil may be placed in any primary vessel. The rabbis don't hold that it may be placed in any secondary vessel. Or Rabbi Yehuda rules that it may not be placed in a secondary vessel if the utensil contains hot vinegar or brine. So that would be an interesting way of interpreting the machlokas. So to rule out that interpretation, the Gemara says they all agree that it can be placed in any kli sheni. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could even put it in a kli rishon as long as it doesn't have any vinegar or brine. So the Gemara is making it clear that Rabbi Yehuda is makel. Okay, let's see what we're saying here. So we're starting off with a statement. Hakol moedim b'kli sheni shuhu mutter. Everybody holds kli sheni is mutter. Ma ben kli rishon l'klayim ayin kli sheni. What's the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni? Why does the heat of a kli sheni not be kaveya oil for tevel? And Rabbi Yosi Rabbon, kan hayad sholetes, kan ein hayad sholetes. One case, the hand rules. In one case, it does not rule. Meaning, where does it rule? It means it's you can keep your hand on the vessel. Because it's a kli sheni. Here, the hand does not rule. It's possible to keep one's hand on the vessel. It's not possible to keep one's hand on the vessel. So it's hot enough to cook the oil, and therefore it renders it tevel. So this, you could find this couple of lines, like Tosfos over there on Shabbos. I think Gemara is basically saying that the walls of the keli are cooler in a kli sheni, and therefore it's not mavashal. And therefore the Gemara calls it here, kan hayad sholetes. I mean, it's not necessarily a machlokas. That's l'chayra, kon to Rabbi Yosi Rabbon. What does Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah says, kan v'kan in hayad sholetes. In either case, it's not gonna. You can't. It's so hot that the hand does not rule. It doesn't make a difference. You can place the untithed oil into them because it's no longer on the fire. Meaning, you really bad some could put it into a kli rishon even as long as it's not on the file. But the chachamim came along and they made a herchak. Also herchak kli rishon. The chachamim made a herchak that the kli rishon should not be used if it's not on the fire, because maybe you'll come to put it on the fire. Laws are called kli sheni, but kli sheni didn't need that kind of a herchak. So it's really a question of a svara and a drabana. I think I'll stop here. For the time being, yeah. It says in the notes, I think, to take a look at the Mufayinayim, Sefer Shalos, Daf Mem, I think, he talks about this. Hope everyone's having a good Moed. And if you're getting anything out of this at all, please give me some feedback. Let me know that you found it useful. I would really appreciate that. Thank you.